With us right now, State Representative John Nygren. The heroin problem is a very personal problem in your family. Tell us a little bit about what it was like as a parent to suddenly realize, wow, this hit home.
Well, I mean, all your hopes and dreams for your child are kind of dashed in an instant. I mean, they kind of change. Now the hopes are to help her through this and help her be able to still have a productive life. But for me, I mean, I think the bigger issue, initially we thought we were unique, and what we've learned is we're not. And for me right now, not only helping my daughter, but helping our friends and neighbors be able to, I guess, avoid the pitfalls that we've come across, I think is job number one. This hits so many different levels. It hits from a family standpoint, obviously. It hits from a workforce issue where my employers are having a hard time being able to get people to pass drug tests. It hits from a financial standpoint as local and state governments to be able, because the resources are so limited and corrections costs are just draining those, and oftentimes with no success, with very little rehabilitation. So I think there are ways where we need to look at this differently and smarter to get better results and hopefully save lives at the same time.
You touched on it in your presentation that we really need to open our eyes and not pretend it's not here anymore.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is not the 60s and 70s that I grew up in. You know, I mean, illicit drugs were not in my hometown. Well, you know, interstate highways and easy access as we have now, not only is it easy for us to travel for recreation, but it's easy for drugs and other crime to be able to be moved from community to community throughout our state.
What advice would you have for other parents out there that may suspect a problem?
The advice I have is be engaged. You know who your children's friends are, know where they're going at night. You know, if they got a sleepover, call the parents, make sure you know what's going on. You know, our kids' lives are too valuable for parents not to do the work. And I know a lot of people want to be their kids' friends, but it's important for us right now to be parents first and foremost.